And I will tell you, the police were called absolutely too soon in this instance. It made no sense.
And so is racism involved there? Can we say that that was a result of institutional, cultural, or individual racism?
You know, I don't know her very well, but I could say that if I could have some time with her, I'd talk to her about judgment and decision making. And how do you make that decision? What did we, you know, if we had a role in this, how did we train you to think that it was okay to make that call? So it escalated, and it shouldn't have happened.
That didn't answer the question. But I get it. But that didn't exactly answer the question. But I think that I appreciate, and I told you I've been going through your book, which I love.
Yes.
Right? It's wonderful. And I was talking to some folks from Starbucks ahead of time, and I can oftentimes be critical, but I'm not a cynic. Mm-hmm. And hope is certainly a virtue that is a cornerstone of kind of how it is that you have written Onward. I'm interested in a couple of things, because I want to come back to that, but I'm interested in these values. So this freedom that you say that you felt, Ms. Brewer, this freedom that you felt to be yourself, to integrate your heart into the work that you're doing. Certainly there's this discussion of the soul. There's a discussion of soul in your writing. I still want to go back to that question that I asked. How are we supposed to believe you as this billionaire white guy that you're trying to get this right? It's not a bottom
really
line
like
type of
this billionaire.
Well, the thing that I'm trying to do is I'm trying to figure out how it is that somebody who's on the outside looking in, who is cynical, not critical, but who is cynical, might be like, this guy's just saying anything so he can make sure that his ubiquitous chain is able to be, you know, Goliath still.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in who you are. Those are the things.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Well, I think everyone in this room, his or her life is based on their respective life experience. So in your opening, you mentioned I grew up in public housing. So I grew up in the projects in Brooklyn, New York, where my parents had a hard time making a $96 a month rent. And I witnessed firsthand, as a young boy, the fracturing of the American dream right in front of me. Those scars, that vulnerability, that shame is present on this stage right now. Not as a billionaire, but somebody who grew up in a very diverse background and understood very early on what it meant to live on the other side of the tracks. The result of that gave me the license and the passion to try and build the kind of company my father never got a chance to work for, because the fracturing of the American dream started with an accident my father had in the workplace, getting fired, no workman's compensation, and no health insurance. And we were in trouble. That's why there's health insurance at Starbucks. But let me introduce a few words, because I think the word value or values is too esoteric. Let's talk about character, and let's talk about conscience. So whether you're a company or a person, if you're a company, you have to attract and retain great people. People do not want to work for a company whose character and conscience they do not trust. And the currency of building a great enduring company has got to be trust. Now, a company, just like a person, is not perfect. And that is not to say that there's an excuse here, because there is not an excuse. And when I was on television with Gayle King live on CBS in the morning, I said, in my view, and I was, you can't imagine what happened when I got off the set, because in my view, I said, I thought it was racial profiling. And after I got off the set, I started getting emails from the other side, the white angry side, saying, how could you possibly say that, you of all people? And this is what you get for being the white, progressive, liberal company and person that you are. You know what I say to that?
What's that?
I can't say it on stage. But I could care less. Because what I'm trying to do, and what we've tried to do for 47 years, is build the kind of company that when you go home at night, you want to share with your friends, your parents, your partner, I'm proud of the company I work for, because they're going to speak the truth. And the truth in this situation was we were not at our best. We made a terrible, reprehensible mistake. We're not perfect. And we employ 330,000 people.